They don't often, but they're still beautiful in our eyes. And so, you know, there's that humanness of Jesus that we have to remember that just like any baby, he probably smelled good, but there were times where taking care of him was important because babies also do the things that babies do, and diapers need to be changed or wrappings need to be changed on a baby. So maybe we don't think about that so much at Christmas, but, and I hate to burst anyone's bubble if you thought that Jesus being perfect meant that Jesus never had dirty diapers. I mean, he was a baby. He was fully human. And my guess is that there probably weren't just wonderful smells in that stable. There couldn't have been. The chances that the stable where Jesus was born smelled anything of Christmas goodness is highly unlikely. I mean, let's think about it. Mary and Joseph have been traveling from Nazareth to Bethlehem for the yearly census. Now, I did some calculations and found that that trip by walking, of course, we believe probably Mary was on a donkey, but they walked, most of it, at least Joseph did, is about 80 miles, and that would have taken about 4 days. Now, Mary is very pregnant, and let's assume she's riding a donkey for the most part. Maybe it's, you know, of course, due to a fear of miscarriage, Joseph and Mary would have taken the trip slower and had likely been traveling for at least a week. Now, when we travel for more than a day, we usually stay at a friend's house or we stay at a hotel, and we have the luxury of a bathroom to be able to take a shower. We have multiple clothes that we can change into. In most cases, you only need to go a few miles in between as you're traveling to find an overabundance of hotels and motels waiting for the next traveler to check in. But that's probably not the case for Mary and Joseph. Their travels likely required them to eat and sleep outdoors. They wouldn't have had the funds to stay in an inn every night. And even if they did, there were no modern conveniences like a deluxe bathroom and shower. Imagine the smell of even their clothes from traveling so far. I mean, you've got to not smell well traveling even just with a donkey. Due to the census, the crowds were large, and as we've learned from the biblical accounts, there was no room in the inns. This predicament resulted in Joseph and Mary accepting the next best thing that they could find, a warm stable or barn so that Mary could deliver Jesus. So let's be honest, the smell of Christmas that year included the smell of body. And if they were in a barn, imagine the smells of the animals that surrounded the Christ child. Hopefully Joseph was able to find some clean straw or hay for baby Jesus to lay in. But that stable was likely full of animals because of the numerous guests that were staying in the inn. And on top of that, you then know that the shepherds arrived from the fields and probably did not clean up or change their attire, nor did they have time to bathe before greeting Jesus. That wasn't the first thing on their minds. So by the time the wise men arrive, Mary and Joseph had to have been ready to inhale the frankincense and the myrrh. Enveloped around the smell of human and animal odor was the smell of a tiny baby. And haven't we all, like I just said, had a point as we're holding a baby to lean down and smell the baby? And it's not advisable, of course, to do this when changing a diaper. You don't want to get too close to that diaper, but there does seem to be a unique smell in a newborn baby that we think is just heaven sent. So why today am I inviting you to think about the smells of Christmas, especially when they weren't always good smells to remember? Well, it's because these smells, whether good or bad, have a way of reminding us of the glory of Jesus' birth. These smells that I've talked about that seem yucky, to imagine smelling are exactly the smells that remind us of baby Jesus. And they remind us of God's love for us, as funny as that may sound. The smell of the stable, full of human and animal odors, reminds us that Jesus, the Son of God, was born in a stable. Unbelievably, the King of the world was born in the humility of a dirty, straw-filled stable that probably smelled of manure and lots of other smells we don't want to think about. But the stable was a place of humility. Jesus' first visitors were mere shepherds. Later, his disciples were just plain old smelly fishermen. And don't forget, Jesus loved hanging out with the sinners. Everything about Jesus, his birth, his life, and his death, was about being around people the world disliked most. Tax collectors, adulterers, lepers, children, and so on were invited in the court of the highest king. And yet, at his crucifixion, his death was one of a slave and, well, not a high-class king. Status and power were not expected by Jesus. It was simply grace and love, lots of grace and love. Think back to the smells of a baby, and yes, even the smell of a baby's diaper. Everyone wants to see and hold babies. Babies are so approachable, whether awake or asleep, no matter how they smell. I've seen grown men soften at the sight of a tiny baby placed in their arms. Baby Jesus was approachable, is approachable. What makes this amazing is that this baby was God in flesh. Approaching God this way was radically different than anything anyone had ever thought would happen. Suddenly, all of the rituals and laws explained and followed by God's people through the prophets and priests, they were no longer needed. And let's just be honest, God's people hadn't done a perfect job of following all those rituals and laws. God became approachable to all of us because Jesus was born a human like us. Jesus Christ took on the flesh, took on our flesh, and he became just like us in every way except for sin. That baby who had to have a dirty diaper removed and a clean one put on him countless times would one day be stripped of those undergarments and would hang naked on the cross for all the world to see. The tiny baby Jesus was born naked into the world, would die naked as he left this world. And that, my friends, is love, immense love. This is a love in which we seldom extend to another human being, but a love extended to us from God time and time again. The smells of the stable and the shepherds and of a tiny, precious baby, all these smells and more are today's reminders of Jesus' approachable love extended to you and to me. Where those who don't know Jesus simply see Santa, maybe think a little bit about the baby in a manger, and or maybe think about a cute little angel in the sky, well, what we see is love and grace abound. We see beyond the cuteness and fun of holiday celebrations into the nitty-gritty of a birth in a stable, to a family so, so weary from travel, worried about their future, and yet so deeply in love with their baby. This time of year, we remember all the smells that come with new life and difficult life and ending life and celebrating life. And we are reminded once again that Jesus is in every moment of those times. And thanks be to God for that. Because when life gets difficult, when life gets depressing and hectic and so confusing, we need to be reminded that nothing is too much for God. Approaching Jesus in whatever state we find ourselves, whether it's Christmas presents that aren't wrapped or store-bought cookies instead of homemade cookies and everything else we can't seem to get done this Christmas season, that will have no impact on the birth of Jesus Christ or God's love for us. Jesus Christ is born, and this King is approachable, welcoming us to enter the real life of a smelly stable and body odor and animal smells and dirty diapers. Jesus Christ is living our human life. So come and be human with Christ, because he expects nothing else. Jesus comes and meets us in the stinky mess of our sin. Wherever we are, no matter what is happening, Jesus will always want to be with us. At the foot of the cradle of Christ, like at the foot of the cross of Christ, there are no big people, there are no powerful people, there are no proud people. Today, we are all children who straggle to the manger with nothing. Today, we are raggedy manger stragglers who kneel down before Jesus and reach out to Jesus because we need more of Jesus. We're tired from whatever journey we've walked. And what can all of us, manger stragglers, stinky with sin, do but wrap Jesus close to our hearts so he can rest in our love? The greatest gift has been laid into our waiting hands and our waiting hearts. And all of heaven and earth echo today with Jesus, the God-child who came for us. And we remember that he did it for love. To God be the glory. Amen. Friends, I invite you to join with me in standing, if you are able, as we sing a song of praise. This is a song that was picked by Derek and Katie for their daughter, Madeline. So let us stand and join together in "Open the Eyes of My Heart."